Today's Amud is Megillah Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on the top of Chaf Beis Amud Beis, Toshima, on the top line. So we're in the middle of a discussion about whether we have three aliyahs or four aliyahs on the Tainus Tzibur. So it says the Gemara now, the Toshima, it's a Mefersha Braiso. The Braiso says that HaKlal, this is the rule, Kol Sheyesh Bei Bito Molacha, any day where it's mutter to do malacha, and therefore adding to the aliyahs would cause people to have to be mevatel from their malacha, which they're allowed to do, kol sheyesh by bitul malacha la'am, any day that's going to cause a bitul malacha for the people, kegayin tainis tzibur v'tishabav, as an example, tainis tzibur and tishabav, so therefore, v'kairin shleisha, we only have three aliyahs, v'sheim by bitul malacha la'am, whereas days that don't involve as much bitul malacha, kegayin rashi chadashim v'chul such as Rosh Chodesh, which for women is a day that they don't do malacha, and Chol HaMoed, which is a day that there's an iser malacha, unless you have certain conditions, but Batzim, it's a day where it's aser to do malacha, so then we're Kairin Arba, so then we have four aliyahs. So Shema Aminah, we see it's a Mefer Shebraisa, that on a Tainus Tzibur, we only have three aliyahs. However, ask the Gemara, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi asks, V'anan Lei Tanan Achi. Very nice, you have a braisa which says that on a Tainus Tzibur we have three aliyahs, but we have a Mishnah which seems to indicate that on a Tainus Tzibur we have four aliyahs. Which Mishnah is he referring to? He's referring to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a cloud, this is the rule, kol sheyesh by musaf ve'ina yomtif, any day which has a musaf and it doesn't, and it's not considered a yomtif, rekayrin arba, we have four aliyahs. And then the Mishnah goes on to speak out that this is right after the Mishnah spoke out Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. So ask the Gemara, Lasu Yemai, we already mentioned Rosh Chodesh and we mentioned Chol HaMoed. So what else is there to add to this list? The Mishnah says this is always the rule. Anytime we have Musaf and it's not the Yom Tif, so you have four aliyahs. What's the Mishnah when it says Zahaklal? What's it coming to include? L'chaira, Lasu Yeitainis Sibur V'Tishabav. The only option is to say that it's coming to include a Tainus Tzibur and Tisha B'Av. Then on these days, on the Tainus Tzibur and on the Tisha B'Av, we have four aliyahs. So you see that the Mishnah says not like the Braisa, so we should go like the Mishnah. However, ask the Gemara on Ravashi's Braya from the Mishnah. Well, the Ravashi, Mesnisin Mani, Ravashi is making our Mishnah not like any man the Amar. It's Loi Tanakama V'Loi Rabbi Yaisi. Which Tanakama and Rabbi Yaisi? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. That Chal Yois B'Sheni B'Chamishi, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, so we're Kairin Shleisha U'Maftir Echad. So we have three aliyahs, and we also have a Maftir. B'Shlishi B'Ravi, if it falls out on a non-leaning day, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, so we're Kairin Echad U'Maftir Echad, so then we only have one aliyah, and then the Maftir. Rabbi Yaisi says, La'ilam kairin shleisha u'maftir echad. And no, even if Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, we have three aliyahs and one maftir. So now, according to Ravashi, our Mishnah seems to be not like anybody. So Ravashi is making our Mishnah not make really any sense. So ask the Gemara, well, Ravashi has a good point. The Mishnah says Zehaklal. So ask the Gemara, Velakasha Zehaklal. So what else do you want to do with the Zehaklal of the Mishnah? Ravashi is just pointing out that the Mishnah says Zehaklal, which has to be Marba something. What's it coming to be Marba? L'chaira, the only option is Tainus Tzibur. If not, so then what are you going to do with the Zehaklal? Says the Gemara, Loi, it's Lasuya Rosh Chodesh Umayit. Zehaklal is a reference, is just referring to Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Ask the Gemara, HaBehedya Katanila, Barash Chadashim, Umayyad Kairin Arba. We don't need a Zehaklal to be Marbe, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. That's Lahedya in the Mishnah. It says that on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, you have four aliyahs. So says the Gemara in Achanami, this Zehaklal is not like a typical Zehaklal. Simona Ba'al Mayahiv. The Tana was just giving a simon to remember the din. Deloy Tema Yamtev and Chulos Shamayed, Ki Adadi Ninu. So you shouldn't think that Yamtev and Chol HaMoed are treated the same, and that just like on Yamtev we have five aliyahs, so to on Chol HaMoed we have five aliyahs. El Nekait Hai Klala Bidach. The Tana was telling you to get this rule, and as a way to remember the halacha in the Mishnah, it wasn't coming to add anything new. Then the rule is like this, that called the Tfele Milsa Michavre, anytime you have a day which has some Maila over another day, so Tfele Gavre Yesera, we also add to the amount of aliyahs. So Hilkach Rosh Chodesh Umaye Di'ika Karba Musav Kairin Arba. So therefore on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, which have a Karba Musav, we read four aliyahs. Be yamtif to aser besias malacha on yamtif where there's an iser asias malacha, even if it's a davar ave, meaning even if you have the conditions that allow malacha and chalamayit, yamtif it's aser and asias malacha. So therefore we have chamisha, we have five aliyas. Be yom kippurim danish kares, and then on yom kippur where there's kares, so it's more chamer shisha, we have six aliyas. Shabbos dika iser skila, sedan et shiva. And Shabbos, which is even more chamer than Yom Kippur, there's an iser skila, besides the kares, so then we have seven aliyahs. That's all the Mishnah was saying. It's not coming to be marba anything, and really the halacha is as it's stated lahedya in the two braises that we mentioned, that on a tainis tzibur we only have three aliyahs, we did not have four aliyahs. Says the Gemara, now Gufa, we mentioned on the previous Amud a story that Rav Ikla LaBavel, Rav went to visit Bavel, and Betainis Tzibur, and it was a Tainis Tzibur when he went to Bavel, and Kam Kara B'Sifra, and he read from the Sefer Torah, he got an Aliyah, Pasach Baruch, Chasam Lay Baruch, he made a bracha before reading from the Torah, and he did not make a bracha after reading from the Torah. So that was yesterday's shir, we spoke about that chelik of the story, and we discussed exactly what was the situation. Now the Gemara is going to focus on the second half of the story. We said also in this memra that nafal kuli alma an payu the ravle nafal al anpe, that everybody they fell on their faces to say tachnun, and Rav didn't fall on his face. He stayed standing, he stayed sitting. Rav wasn't nafal al anpe, he didn't fall on his face. So now we're going to focus on this chelik of the story. Ask the Gemara, my taima ravle nafal al ape. Why is it that when everyone else bent down to say tachnun, they bowed, they were nafal al ape, they fell on their faces, why was Rav not nafal al ape? Says the Gemara two terutzim. Terutz number one, that ritzba shalavanim haisa, that there was a stone floor. There was a stone floor, and therefore, v'tani, we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says, v'evin mashkes le'sitnu ba'aretzachem l'shtachavei soleo, you can't have a stone floor in your land to bow on it, that i'ata mishtachavei ba'aretzachem, they only in your land, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bow down on stone, aval ata mishtachavei alavanim shal Beis HaMikdash. But you are allowed to bow on the stones in the Beis HaMikdash, and destruction is kedu'ula, it's like ula taught, damer ula, loy asra taira, ela ritzba shalavanim belvad. That the taira only asered specifically a stone floor. It's bedafka, a stone floor, that's reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. Only in the Beis HaMikdash you're allowed to bow down on a stone floor. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to bow down on a stone floor. So since Rav had a stone floor in front of him, so therefore he didn't bow. Well, ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if so, if it was a stone floor in the shul, so then my area Rav, afilu kuhu nami. So then nobody should have bowed. Why is it Dafka Rav who refrained from bowing? Everybody should have refrained from bowing if it was a stone floor in the shul. So says the Gemara, two terutzim to answer this chelik of the kasha, that kamei de Rav havai. It was only stone in front of Rav. It was chashivas of Rav, they put stone by his spot. Everyone else had the carpet or whatever it was. In front of Rav, it was the dirt. In front of Rav, they had stone. So ask the Gemara, v'lezo l'gabe tzibura v'limpula l'ape. So why not just go where the tzibur is? Just go to the dirt part of the shul, and he should fall on his face over there. Says the Gemara, l'bay l'mitrach tzibura, he didn't want to be matriach the tzibur. If he would walk through the shul to get to the dirt, so everyone would have to start standing up for him and then bow down again. He didn't want to be matriach the tzibur, and so therefore he stayed where he was, but being that he had stone in front of him, so he couldn't bow down onto his face. V'bayisema, that it could be there was stone really everywhere. And Rav, pishat yadayim v'raglayim hava. But really Rav, he didn't just do a regular bow. Rav, when he would say tachnun, he didn't just go on to the floor. He would actually stretch out his hands and feet. And stretching out your hand and feet, that's more chamer. Rav pishi yadayim v'raglayim hava aved. That's how he did tachnun. He didn't just bow and then keep his hands maybe in front by his head. He actually spread them out forward and his legs out, and he did pishi yadayim v'raglayim. Ukedu'ula, and this that because of pishi yadayim v'raglayim, that's why he had to refrain from bowing on the stone, is kedu'ula that there's an iser to bow on stone is only if you do pishit yadayim v'raglayim, but if you don't do pishit yadayim v'raglayim, so then it's mutter to bow on the stone. So that's why everybody else was bowing, and Rav had to refrain from bowing because Rav's minhag by tachnun was to do pishit yadayim v'raglayim. Ask the Gemara, v'leipul al ape, v'loy lave pishit yadayim v'raglayim. Why not just be naifal al ape, just fall on his face and skip the spreading out of the feet and the legs? Well, says the Gemara, that's not an option. He didn't want to change his minhag. People are going to start talking. Oh, you saw, I saw Rav did this. That's his minhag. That's his minhag. Come on, different stories, different svarim. This cipher is going to say, oh, I saw that this is how Rav does tachanun. Oh, this is how Rav does tachanun. Rav had his way of doing tachanun. If it wasn't going to work, he wasn't going to say it. Or at least he wasn't going to do anything close. So therefore, he didn't fall on his face. He couldn't do pishu yadayim v'raglayim. That was all the first teretz, though, about why Rav didn't fall on his face, was because there was some sort of isser with bowing on the stone floor. Either because there's an isser stam, and it was only stone in front of him, or the different teretz and variations of this teretz that we gave, but it was some sort of form of the fact that there's an isser to bow on a stone floor, and that's why Rav didn't bow when he went to visit Bavel on this tainus tzibur. V'bayis ema, completely different teretz, that the reason why Rav didn't bow had nothing to do with an isser of Ishtachavaya, rather it was because Adam Chashev Shani. It's because an Adam Chashev is not allowed to bow. Kid Rebbe Elazar, the Am Rebbe Elazar, in Adam Chashev Rashai Lipo Alpanov, El MK Nane Ki Yeshua Benon. It's asr for an Adam Chashev to bow on his face, to fall on his face when he says Tachanun, unless he's confident that he's going to be answered like Yeshua Benon. Because otherwise it's a big bezayon. To fall on your face and not get answered would be a big bezayon. So therefore, in order to not, that there shouldn't be a bezayin atayra, so there's an iser for an adam chashuv to be naifal al panav unless he's confident he's going to be answered. Dechsev, like we find by Yeshua, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Yeshua kum lach," that Hashem told Yeshua when Yeshua did this bowing, he was naifal al panav. This was after the chet with Achan, and Hashem tells him kum lach that no, you should get up. That an adam chashuv is not allowed to bow like this. Where the Lashon of Rashi here is Alma Ein Lai Lasveis. You see that Yeshua did not do the proper thing, and Adam Chashev is not supposed to be Naifal Alpanav. Says the Gemara now on this topic of bowing, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa about all the different types of bowing. Kida is one type of bowing, and that's when a person bows Alapayim. He goes on his face, but he has his thumbs out on the ground, and he falls down in a certain way, he gets up in a certain way. It's a very difficult thing to do. We'll discuss that in a moment. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "Vatikoy basheva apayim eretz." So you see, kida is with apayim. You put all the way, you go all the way down with your face towards the floor. Kriya al birkayim. Kriya is when a person stands on the ground with his knees. He stands on his knees. V'chenu aimer, like the pasuk says, "Mikayra al birkav." So you see, kriya has to do with birkav, with the person's knees. Hishtachava zu pishut yadayim v'raglayim. And when we talk about hishtachava, that's when the person puts his face all the way on the ground and he spreads his feet and his hands. Shenemar, the pasuk says, havay nava yaniv imcha v'achicha lishtacha v'slucha arza. That's a complete hishtachava, is all the way on the ground, and when you spread out your feet and hands. Says the Gemara story now that Levi achve kida kameda Rebbe. Levi one time showed Rebbe how to do a kida. And like we said, it's a certain way of you go all the way down to the ground with just you, and he goes onto his thumbs without kneeling, and then he's able to get up like mamash, a whole trick. He's able to get up with just pushing himself up from his thumbs, and he puts all of his pressure on his legs. And so Levi did this ve'itla, and he became lame. He hurt himself in the while he was doing it, and he became lame. Ask the Gemara, Vahaka Garmale, is that really the true story? That Levi did a kida and that's why he became lame? That's what caused it, that he became lame? Vaha'ama Rebbe Lazar reported that La'ayla ma'yatiach adam dvarim klape ma'ila. A person should be careful with how he talks to Hashem, even when a person's davening to Hashem. It can't be done with chutzpah, you have to be careful. Sherei adam gadol yatiach dvarim klape ma'ila. We find that there was an adam gadol who spoke very harshly, klape mailo, ve'idla, and he became lame, umanu Levi, and that's referring to Levi. It's a Gemara, we'll have it soon in Mesechus Tainus on Chafayim and Aleph, where there was a drought, and Levi spoke what maybe we would call with chutzpah to Hashem, and he said, Hashem, what, you don't care about us? What are you doing? And Lemaisa Levi was answered, Itaka did rain after that, but we see over here that the Gemara says, or Belazar says, that it was because of this, that's why Levi became lame. So the question is how could you say it was him showing the kida that made him lame. We see it's this, that he spoke disrespectfully towards Hashem, that that's what made it that he became lame. So says the Gemara, havaha garmale. It was both the cause, meaning there's the spiritual cause and then there's the physical cause. The spiritual cause, the reason why Hashem allowed it to happen, was because he was matiach dvarim klape maila. But the physical thing that he did when it happened, that he became lame, it's not that he just woke up one morning and he was a cripple. He woke up one morning and he did a kida, and that's when he actually became the cripple. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Chiya bar Avin, Chazina lehu l'Abaye. I one time saw Abaye v'Rava de matzle atzluye. Instead of doing pishat yadayim, instead of being naifal al paneyam, instead of falling on their faces, what they would do is matzle atzluye. They would go on the ground, but they would lean on their side. And Rashi says that this is because of the halacha that we mentioned above, that because an adam chashev is not allowed to be naifal apanav, so instead of going with their face facing the ground, they would go to the ground, but they would go on their sides.